Hello.
Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Matt over here, Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, been so busy. How have you guys been?
Good.
Yeah? Have you guys started to get some work and everything, or what's kind of been going on?
Slowly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing to try to drum up some business?
We did a Facebook ad.
Okay.
Couldn't figure out the Craigslist one.
Okay.
But
how's the Facebook ad turn out? Did it get any of you guys anything?
A lot of them are from, like, we ended up getting, like, 47 states.
They'll be in the room, but
that people were asking for work.
Really?
I'm all that sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think we had like 13 in Ohio.
What time was she?
Okay, so but yeah, he drummed up some work though?
I worked at 8. Probably by like 7:30.
So be here by 7?
Yeah.
Be here by 7.
But yeah, we got some.
Mhm. Did any of it turn in like to jobs though?
Not fully.
Hmm. But there's a chance, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I know we scheduled this time to go over some stuff with Tony. He said he would be ready today. Have you guys had a chance to talk about everything? And
yeah.
We might try to go on, man. Well,
let me check
my phone.
But, yeah, I can get them on the line and stuff. That way we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, one sec.
Yeah.
All right, we're on the conference call.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good, good. So I was talking with Dwight. He said that you guys got a Facebook ad kind of running and leads came all over the place, huh?
You said to test some things out, so I tried one about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Last, you know, a five-day Facebook ad. We
uh-huh.
had... It definitely showed more than what I was aiming for, because
mm-hmm.
we definitely got a lot of views, a lot of, you know, the name out there was exactly what I was looking for.
Sure.
It was great.
Yeah.
We did get two people message, but the
mm-hmm.
problem was one was Kentucky and the other was Texas.
Mm.
So, I mean, we did get... a couple people interested, which is good,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't in our area. But we did get, I think that ad gave us like 1,000 views
uh-huh.
over the course of like the 5 days. So it did what I wanted it to do, you know, get the
yeah.
name out there a little bit. But most of it was out of state, though. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if I did something wrong, because we only had like 200 over that whole week for like Ohio.
Mm.
Everything else is out of state, because I was looking at the statistics on it. We even had one or two from Alaska.
Okay.
We only had two states we missed. So
you're
I'm not
able to put
sure,
like a zip code or like the area, like where they where
like
they
I said. I mean, that's a
you
possibility
know?
That it might be. You know, there might be a setting or something in there that I didn't quite
mm.
you know do right, but.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely did get the name out there a little bit. Michigan, Indiana, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hit every state except like California
mm-hmm.
and I think like New Hampshire or something. The only like two states we didn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely did a little bit better than I expected. I mean, we got the name out a little bit, so
yeah. I mean, it's definitely not going to be the game changer, you know. It was like, it was definitely trying to, hopefully was, you know, my whole intention of that was to see if you guys could get a job out of it, you know, in terms of like actually getting work from that, you know.
Well, we had two people interested for them. Just out of state, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
hard to do
there are people
out state.
There that's willing to give us a chance, someone that's at a new company.
Yeah. Have you guys had any work? Like, I know you guys had, like, a couple bids that you did, too. What, like,
we did one in the area in my trailer court that we got from Andy. It did pan out. We, as far as I'm concerned, we have the job because we, you know, we went and estimated for the deck and everything and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We told her, you know, we'll go finalize it and I'll get back to you tomorrow, you know, in a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a problem. So I went and talked to them the next day. Well, yeah, we finalized it, went and talked to them the next day, and, you know, everything seemed fine. She stated that, you know, because I pointed out that, you know, we'll come back in March to, you know, finalize contract, blah, blah, blah. And she said that'll work great. Come back, you know, get a hold of them back in March when the weather's nice to set up a date.
Mm-hmm.
So
in March is kind of when you're going to be starting it.
Well, I want to make sure, you know, the weather is good for, you know, decking, you know? I mean, especially
yeah.
if you got to, like, dig into the ground or something like that, you got to make sure the ground is, or not even if you're digging in the ground, but if you're setting stuff on the ground, you've got to at least wait till not only does the ground thaw out, but you got to wait until it kind of dries out a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, we'll come back with, we'll revisit in March, and she agreed
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
Her and the husband both agreed to it.
Nice.
So we're just waiting on the time to give them a call back. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can tell, we scored that job, and it's right here in my complex. So
that's great.
Word of mouth with the trailers. I mean, I know it's not going to be our golden ticket, but it's
got
to be the one that starts it. You know, it's got to be that one that starts rolling the company out a little bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So definitely did what I expected for now.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you guys could
do
another Facebook ad
so.
Out, you know, like to try to figure out how to, you know, just target your backyard, you know, like. Do
yeah,
it
that's why I'm thinking I didn't do something quite exactly
yeah.
right. I mean, like I said, I mean, I quickly threw one up before I went to work and. It hit all over. I'm like, okay.
Mhm. Totally.
I mean, I did also give us some business cards coming, so it's at least something.
Yeah, he
know.
Worked on a first round. I mean, they're not exactly pretty, but at least we got the basic information on it and our logo.
It's got at least like my phone number on it.
Mhm.
Right. It's got what we do, it's got a phone number, it's got, you know, contact us on, you know, Facebook, you know, email address, and it's got
mm-hmm.
our logo, so not exactly pretty, but at least we're going to get something out there, and at least we've got, when we go to, if we have, you know, quotes or whatever, we get somebody to contact us, and we can actually hand them a business card physically, that way, hey, you know, there's, gives a little bit more to that professionalism, not just come over and, okay, this is blah, 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 and I'll call you back in 2 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least we got something we can hand them right then and there, even if it goes bad, that they decide to go with somebody else. Well, they still have
it's
a business card that maybe, you know, a family member or a friend might be looking, hey,
mm-hmm.
go with these guys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, probably getting with some property managers, too. You know, that could definitely help you guys, you know, in terms of, like, you know, trying to strum up some more business, too. So,
well,
but obviously,
I know,
mm-hmm.
I know where the trailer court in Napoleon, where my cousin, where most of my family's based, I was, her husband actually works for the park, and he said that they don't do any type of, out, you know, deals or advertisement or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you can get, you know, he's like, if you can get, I can pass out business cards, because, you know, he actually does a lot with the park and does a lot of the roofing and stuff, you know, for the people's in the park and stuff. He's like, I got people all the time asking for decks. As soon as you guys can get some business cards going, go ahead and drop them off, and I'll hand them out next time somebody asks for it. And the key thing with the trailer courts is word of mouth. You do one deck, and you do it right, and you do it good, word of mouth will spread. It's how those communities work, and that's what I'm hoping the same thing works here.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I live, do a deck, and word of mouth a little bit, and well, once we get the business cards going, I'm going to go up to property management and talk to them,
yeah.
But I don't know if they'll do anything. One, I know they do like a community email every month about what's going on and blah, blah, blah. I'm hoping maybe they'll, you know, throw it out there now that we have like a business card that they can, you know, take a picture of. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they also have their own crew that does that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's really hard when a business starts getting going. If you don't have leads, I mean, it makes it so difficult to grow and scale, you know? Because I deal with businesses all day long, and, you know, it's just until people, like, actually get an effective marketing campaign, they just stay in this endless loop of just, like, beaming for business, you know? And it's just – it makes it hard for, like, any business. Like, because a lot of people, they start a business, but they don't factor in the marketing expense, you know, on a month-to-month basis to help them grow their business. You know,
it's just the fact that we haven't had the jobs to be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's our problem. Like, we already knew that we were going to have to spend money on marketing and this and that. It's just like, well, we got to get money flowing in to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Yeah, I know, because today, like you mentioned today, you obviously, you know, it would give you enough time to kind of put the money together, and like, so that's why we scheduled today.
I managed to squeeze it, but
I mean, I left like a hundred in that account. That way, it kind of helped him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and girlfriend talked about it, and we've been the last, you know, a few weeks, we've been combining our finances, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, just for the fact of, you know, looking at that new, I need to look at that new truck next year and whatnot, so it's like, so we started combining finances, but we were able to manage to squeeze it for this month, at least, to be able to get the money in the account.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And like I said, I remember I told you it was like $549 your first month. What I can do, because I know it's Christmas, and I know, like, I can apply a little discount here. So instead of it being $549, it'd be $499. We can save you guys, like, $50, basically. And we would still throw on the website, get you guys going.
I think that's, like, the biggest thing is I got asked if we had a website, and I'm like, we got a Facebook.
Yeah. So we're gonna have once your Google business profile gets set up, we can have some of your friends and some of you guys, or even in, like, people that you guys maybe done work for that would give you a 5-star review, because obviously we need to start getting 5-star reviews on Google, like, quickly, right, to help beef up your image. But, you know, part of what we're doing here is we're working towards getting those pay per leads established, like we talked about too, and that will help you guys eventually, because when we get you approved for that sometime like in February or March, when it actually does get approved, we're going to need those 5-star reviews for Google to approve you for that program as well.
Right.
But
that's not a problem.
We'll have you on the front page of Google. And we run $100 in Facebook ads on those retargeting ads like I talked to you about, right? So first month's $4.99, and then every month thereafter it's $2.99 a month. So it's like real affordable. And then once we get traction and everything improved for the paper leads, remember we talked about those paper leads are there, Dwight and Tony, when you guys need that extra bit of work, right, where they're $39 per qualified.
Right.
Okay. So this is going to get you guys set up and, like, designed to get you guys, like, moving into the new year in the right direction, so where you guys finally have marketing. Okay. Now, the first couple weeks, it's, like, just kind of break down the timeline. You know, like, we have to first, you know, build out your website, right? Then we have to get you guys, like, your ads created, like your Facebook ad will go live for the retargeting within about 10 to 14 days, right? And then within the first 30-ish days, you're going to be showing up on the front page of Google. So you guys will get results your first month, no doubt. And then the second month is really when this thing takes off.
Probably using a loyalty code to Google already.
Can I get two number ones, large size?
Somebody's ordering, huh?
What is that for you?
Hey, we're inside.
Dr. Pepper.
For both?
Yes.
Who do you have for you tonight?
Two McCookins and Mac.
You said two McCookins?
Yeah.
Alright.
And then the $5 McDouble meal deal.
Alright.
No pickle, and sweet and sour, and a Sprite.
That'll be all for you.
Yep, that'd be it.
2733.
Alright, thank you. I got a wife and a kid at home. I gotta feed them. I got two that are sick.
You forgot the filet of fish for me.
You're not at my house.
And a McRib for me.
we're going to be stopping on Defiance because, like every other fucking weekend, Daddy's supposed to pick up the kid from school. Well, school got canceled, so he opted out and went, oh, well, we'll just do halfway when you get off of work, 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I get to... We get to go through the drive-thru at like 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight once we drop the kid off halfway.
Plus, I still got to go
the girlfriend. Yeah, we're gonna try that tomorrow after we do some more work on her trailer, so.
Nice.
Well, you better get some pictures.
We
got
to get her John's wrap. Well, yeah. I was planning on, because I did get some, but they're not finished pictures. That's why when we go tomorrow, I'm going to finish taking pictures of the bathroom and get that up on Facebook. A lot of it was trying to figure out how to stay it, because it's not exactly all the way done exactly, but it was just more professional wording I've been thinking about for the last few weeks. So I'll get that up tomorrow on Facebook about the bathroom remodel.
Hey, so your guys' name is Country Boy Construction, but Construction's with a K. Is that right?
Both of them are a K.
Yeah. Okay.
Country Boys with a K and Constructions with a K.
Gotcha. Okay. How's everybody perceiving that?
They like it.
Okay.
Middle of Ohio there. I mean, what else have you got out here besides farm boys and cornfields?
Yeah. I see why you guys did it. I like it. It's different. And then the business address is still at the 1201 North Otokie Street. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Yeah, that's
easy. I'm gonna thank my cousin on the name.
Yeah, so the cool thing is we're going to create you guys a website. So you guys are going to have a website, and it'll be to your liking, so you guys get to approve of it, right? Like I said, we'll help you get 5-star reviews. And then once we get you approved for the pay-per-leads, that's where this thing will, like, take off to a whole nother level. So between now and when you get approved for the pay-per-leads, you guys are going to start getting a good ROI month after month, right? And then we'll sit down with you guys when it's ready to, you know, pay for the pay-per-leads, because remember we talked about you have to pay for 13 of those up front, right? So this is going to be many months down the road. And then it's like a prepaid account, and you just draw from it, and then you'll be able to turn it on and off with the app at any time to act as filler. So when you need that extra work, those paper leads are going to really come in handy. But like I said, we have to do all this like groundwork to get that set up.
Right.
And whatnot. So whose name are we going to put this under? Are we putting this under Dwight or are we putting this under Tony?
Tony, do you want to enter mine with you being on third?
Yeah, that's fine with, well, yeah, let's just do that since, I mean, you're under the main anyways as far as
yeah.
the business name and everything. It's got all your address and everything, so let's just use yours.
Gotcha.
For now.
Whose name's on the card? Is it your name, Tony, or is it Dwight?
Both.
I've got both. I've got
both
cards,
both
so.
Okay, so we just put
I've got them both here, so.
Yep. All right, Dwight, what's your last name, by the way?
Franklin. Like Benjamin Franklin.
Gotcha. No problem. And cool thing, too, guys, is when we get your website and get all your ads and everything created, we actually put a tracking phone number on everything. So, all like, if you guys want the leads going to Dwight's number, that's fine. Or if you want it to go into your number, Tony, we'll figure that all out. We don't have to make all these important decisions tonight. But what we'll
probably
happen
be
is,
better to go under mine.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is it's going to tell us where the lead came from. Like, did it come from Facebook? Did it come from beyond top of Google, right? It helps us, like, identify what areas are doing good or not doing good for you guys and making the tweaks along the way so that we can continue to keep getting you more and more successful each and every month. So that's part of it. So all your leads will be on the app as well. You both can log on there or go on our website as well. And it organizes all your leads. It records all the phone calls for you guys, so it helps you guys stay organized. So it's really cool. So, okay. We got to set up a security question, Dwight. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
You're the first pet.
Okay, what's the name?
Mindy. M-I-N-D-Y.
Perfect. Gotcha. And it's D-W-I-G-H-T. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm just getting your guys' account and everything set up right now. So I'm working on creating your invoice and everything. For you guys' monthly, you guys can either use like a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you guys like
Visa.
To use?
It's Visa.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, right now, Tony's got both of the cards for the business. So.
Okay.
He gave me his. I just found mine today, and I had to call the customer service to have it activated because it's been laying here with the rest of the, the mail for the last 3 months, so I had to have it forced activated and everything, so I just got mine activated on the account.
Okay.
Well, we didn't need it when we set up the bank account, so I threw it with the rest of the paperwork and lost it.
I hear ya. So, are we using your card or is the card number the same for both of you guys?
It's a different number.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But it's under,
so your
it's going to
be
Dwight.
On it then, correct?
Dwight's will. I'll use his.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and read off that number. It starts with a 4.
Yep. 4608-8600.
Mm-hmm.
0496-6458.
Okay. I'm going to read this back to you. 4608-8600-0496. Yeah. And then 6458?
6458, yes.
Okay. And then the expiration?
828.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
070.
Okay. Perfect. And you said it was 828 for the expiration, correct?
Yes.
guest. Got to make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, you know, paperwork.
Yep. Yep.
None of us like paperwork, right? That's the one thing I don't like in my job, but you know what? It's fine. Okay, so...
I work in automotive. I'm used to paperwork at this point.
Yeah? I hear ya. Okay, so I got to go through this. I am discounting your guys' first month. Like I said, normally it's $549, but it's going to be $499. So before I process your guys' payment, I want to walk you through what we call our voice verification recording. Like I said, it's a discounted pre-agreement for you guys, it's an added form of protection. So I'm going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking through this, Dwight and Tony, if there's anything you guys don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me and be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll make sure, you know, you guys have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Country Boy Construction.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Dwight Franklin, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsible to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Text it to you, by the way. Please allow 24 hours for any and all return phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. For example, a lot of my clients get called from Yelp, you know, sort of thing. So if you guys ever want to try Yelp, by the way, I can get you guys a discount on them. They're okay. You know, but nothing's like being on Google. In hiring Local Splash, though, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guarantee applications, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days upon request?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your What's payment the for Google the initial one you were talking about?
What was that?
What was that Google one you were talking about?
Google guarantee application. So that's basically for the paper leads. So we're also going to be emailing you guys a it's either going to come from Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies. Because remember, we have to do a background check to get you approved for that as well. So you guys are going to get that in the next few days as well to complete that as well. It's simple. It's just filling a blank.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what, like, I've never heard of that. I was wondering if that was something that you're, like, sending us then.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. So what's going to happen
okay.
is you're going to schedule a call, right, probably Monday or Tuesday next week, whatever works best for you guys. We're going to schedule a time, a 45-minute call, and then you're going to have another call probably, like, a few days later, right, and then we're going to slowly start getting all this stuff put together. Right, and your account manager, who I'm going to assign to your account, their job is to do all the grunt work and the day-to-day stuff of your account to make sure you guys are successful, right? So they're going to hold your hand and walk you through this. So don't worry, you guys aren't going to
okay.
be like, here, get all this stuff together and like be left in the dark. We don't do that to you guys. So we're going to hold your hand and explain all this, you know, step by step for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. So you guys obviously agree to submit these items upon request, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is December 19, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. This is 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. See, it's a lot of words, right? You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get you a couple quick text messages, Dwight, and then we will have you guys on your way. Let me pull up the calendar, too, guys. What's a good day where we could have like a 45-minute conversation with you? Monday, Tuesdays, like, you know, like a specific time?
Really, any day after 5.
Well, obviously Eastern, yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be better Tuesday, because Monday okay. I work until 7.
Okay, yeah, so let's do, let's do after 5. That's no problem. I'm going to pull that up right now, see what we got here.
But yeah, I'm done Tuesday until morning. I'm done. So
Tuesday
afternoon. I mean, if anything,
right?
Yeah, for me it will work.
Okay.
At any time after 5.
Okay.
Except for Monday. I can't do Monday.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well,
yeah, I know. I got that. So, and obviously, like, it's Christmas, so we want to do Tuesday, the sooner the better. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Do you want to do, how about 5:30 your time on Tuesday? Does that work?
That'll work.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. We are going to do that. So 5:30, I'm going to put you guys down for that. Make sure that you guys are solidified for that, so that way. And then, Tony, are you going to join that, or you probably won't be able to make that?
I can make it.
Okay.
I pretty much have vacation the next 2 weeks, so
oh,
I only
nice.
Work Monday. I only work Sunday night and Monday night from 11 to 5 a.m. because I took the last 2-hour vacations I had, and then I took the rest off until after the new year. So Tuesday 5:30 works perfect.
Perfect. That's great to hear. Yeah, that's really good to hear. Yeah, that's like fantastic actually to hear. It must be nice to be on a little vacay, huh?
Yes and no.
No, yes and no? I got you.
Well, we got more rearranging on the house and this and that and whatnot. That way we can get ready for the girlfriend to move in springtime, because I won't let her move in now since she works in Toledo, and I'm not going to have her drive back and forth Toledo at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work, especially in the winter. You know, safety reasons and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah, we're going to wait till springtime, so we're going to mostly work on the house.
Yeah.
Getting things cleaned up and reorganized. Yeah, it's nice to be away from work for 2 weeks, though.
Mm-hmm. It does. Like, sometimes you need that break, too, you know? So.
Yeah, of course. I don't get a break.
You don't get a break?
My break is at work, and I deal with idiots.
That's funny. I hear what you're saying now. It's
I'm
like,
doing the conference call. Yeah.
Bear with me. I'm applying your guys' discount here. Remember I told you I'd get you guys down, so I'm doing that right now. It's always a pain to add a discount, right? But I want to make sure I get you guys that because I promise you that. And that's what I do. You know? Perfect. Yeah, so what I would recommend on Saturday, Saturday's a good day, Tony, to put another Facebook ad out. So I would recommend trying to do that tomorrow, but try to keep it within your, like, demographic. So maybe try to, like, figure out.
Yeah, that's what we got. Yeah, that's what we got. I got to look into, figure out what I did wrong. Because I don't, some of it might be because the Facebook wasn't exactly all the way set up. It didn't have, like, address or anything in there. So I'm not wondering if that was some of the issue.
Uh-huh.
And I did some tweaking on it on our Facebook just the other day. So hopefully this time it does better.
Uh-huh. I know. Like, yeah.
You okay, then?
Yeah, like, yeah, try to figure out, like, have you tried to, like, Google it?
Like, no, not exactly. I wasn't sure exactly what to Google to figure that out.
Yeah. Like, let me do that. Like, how, here, I'll do that while I'm working on how to do a Facebook marketplace post for a specific area.
I was trying to figure that out and couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Set the location while creating your listing by tapping more details. So when you're creating your listing, you got to tap more details and then manually type your desired city, zip code, or address, or adjusting the radio.
Okay.
So more details.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was something to do with because we didn't exactly have a location on where the business was. And, you know, we only got the Facebook up and running, so we didn't exactly go through and actually do the fine tuning on it. So I did some of that the other day.
Yeah.
I did some of the fine tuning on it the other day.
Uh huh.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, like, so when you click the, you know what it's talking about when you click the tapping the more
details. The three
details.
Little dots and all that is what we have
through. So remember, it's under more details, and then you have to, like, either enter your city, zip code, or address, and it will adjust the radius. And then you have to, like, you have to hit apply after that in order for it to stick.
Right.
Gotta love Google, man. Google will get you everything, right? So... So, okay. Let me go ahead and get this done. Now I got your guys' discount here. Perfect. You guys are all ready to rock here. Okay. Now, Dwight, you should be getting some text messages. So something came up with it's saying some fraud alert came up. Did you guys possibly get something because of the transaction?
Let me check.
Yeah.
They just put the money in today.
Yeah, you probably have to just
approve
probably
it
because you have it's like I know my card does that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, did you approve this?
Exactly.
Sorry, I didn't get nothing.
Like, yeah, you guys, there's a notification from your bank.
Yeah, I haven't said anything. The only thing it's got for today is that the $600 that I put in today is still pending.
I don't know why it's not through,
because I went up there and put cash in, so I don't understand why it's pending, because I put cash in. I went up to the bank and had $600 deposited cash, so
yeah.
I don't know why it's under pending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Local
Slack was denied. Let me see why. Yeah, it's in transactions. Reason for denial. Card issuer declined.
Getting a call probably from the...
Yeah, probably from the bank. You have to take that.
Yeah, take that.
One second.
Yeah, they want to make sure that,
that's exactly what it is with it being an auto denied here. They're probably calling to make sure it's not fraud. No, with us really not using them, that's probably one of the reasons, too.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It didn't, say anything.
Yeah, I think, hold on, I'm taking a look here. I think it went through, finally. Hold on. So weird.
Yeah, it looked like it. Pending right now.
Yeah, no.
Yep, it got switched to pending. Yep.
Yeah.
So that was weird.
Yeah, I think you're good. I mean, Yeah, I think you're good. Yep, you should have got some automated text messages, Dwight. Did you get them?
Yeah.
Okay. Pull up one of those. It's say your invoice, and then there's a link in there that you got to click on. It should say localsplash.com/terms.
Yep.
I need you to click on that. I need you to sign that. And then there's three check boxes at the bottom of that that I need you to take care of. Okay. So you'll sign your name. Dwight Franklin, you'll click the three check boxes and then you'll hit submit or continue or whatever the button says. Perfect.
Yeah, the button goes up on top and then it has your credentials or whatnot.
Yep. Yeah, so that's that. I would strongly suggest you download the Local Splash app. Okay. We're gonna show you how to use it. Have you guys done any jobs yet at all? Have you guys have any clients at all that you've done any work for, kinda, sorta, maybe, that will give you guys a 5-star review, besides friends and family? Anybody else that you've done any work for?
None that weren't friends and family right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, what we could do is like your friends and family members could help, you know, get you guys like 5-star reviews. Heck, I'll even throw a 5-star review for you guys. No worries. But we got to get to at least 4, preferably 5 in the next few months. Okay. So that we can get you approved for the paper leads as well. Okay.
Right.
So once you get the app set up and once we get your, what they call Google Business Profile established, right, we need to make sure that we get 4 or 5, 5-star reviews. Okay. To get you approved for those paper leads. Believe me, those paper leads, when you guys get it, you're going to love it. Like, it's that good. It'll be the game changer. You guys will look back at this conversation and you'll be like, wow, Matt wasn't lying. That these paper leads are incredible. They're the best leads money can buy. That's how good they are, right? So once we do get you approved for that, now, like I did talk to you guys, okay, about the cost. You guys remember how that works? Tony, you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Right now, they're at this price, right? Google could change the pricing over time. They could bring it down a little bit. It could go up a couple bucks. You'll always know that. I wish, you know, pricing always stays the same. Just like you went through McDonald's, I wish the Big Mac would always stay the same price. But over time, things go up, okay? So,
right.
You know, it could be, you know, 10 months down from now, it could be a few dollars more per lead. So we use this thing called max lead bidding, okay? And basically what that basically means is, you know, whatever the price Google sets on it, obviously it's going to be the cost of the lead. They'll never like jack the lead up so much where it's like it's one price and then next thing you know it's $90 a lead. They're never going to do like something like that to you guys. But anytime the pricing ever does go up, you'll be notified as well. Okay. But our $299 package here, that will never go up on you guys, by the way. So your monthly, for you being on top of Google and your Facebook ads, right, that stays at a flat rate for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. So we're going to do 5:30 on Tuesday, the 23rd, just to confirm, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yep. I got you guys all set up. Everything's, you know, put together here. You guys have any more questions before I guys let you go?
No.
Okay. So what's going to happen is we're going to call Dwight, and then Dwight, you can call, you can three-way Tony in like you did tonight.
Yeah.
That way to keep it easy, okay?
Yeah,
and,
that's fine.
You guys have a great evening, by the way. I'm glad we're able to take care of this. I can't wait for you guys to be my next testimonial video down the road. Like we literally started like at ground zero with you guys, which is awesome. One last reminder, Tony, don't forget. Make sure to send out that Facebook ad so we can try and drum up some business. So while we're working on getting you traction on this.
Yep, I got some time tomorrow, so I'll look into
so make sure
that
you put
local
the
thing tomorrow to figure something out.
Yeah, make sure you either put the zip code or like an address or like a radius so that, you know, it targets that area. That's probably what you didn't do last time, and that's probably why you got like nationwide.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I quickly threw one up to test it out and didn't really know all the ins and outs of it, so I'll definitely have time tomorrow to actually sit down and go through it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So good news though is, you know, do it for like handyman so you guys can at least try to get something, you know, coming in, right? And then that way, you know, you guys will have, you know, Like something's better than nothing, even if it's something super cheap, you know, that you guys can at least get some, like, you know, some work. I did send a video to Dwight. Did you ever see that video? Dwight, did you ever share that with him?
I think I sent it to him.
Okay.
Let me resend it to
you right now, Dwight. You know what? How about this? Tony, I'll email it to you. That way it keeps it easy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to email that to you right now. Give me one second. You know how us guys, like, we're not the best multitaskers, but I still get it done.
No. Especially when you have ADHD and you got about 50 million things running through your head, I forget half the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, you sent it up the electrician.
Huh?
But yeah, I did watch that one.
Oh, the electrician video? Stingray?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one, huh?
Yep. That was.
Yeah, he spends a lot of money with me. Like, a lot. Like, ridiculous. You guys wouldn't even guess. Like, spends, that guy spends almost like 40 grand a month. So, that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
The money.
Well, if he spends 40 grand a month, he better be making a few hundred a month.
Oh, he's, yeah, he has a whole, he has crews, trucks. He's massive now. So, yeah, he
that's
does really,
we
really well.
You know, 10 years down the road.
That's going to be you guys one day, you know?
Well, we're hoping that, you know,
yeah.
Down the
I
road
mean, look,
here, we'll
we're
be able to
one
actually
step at
not
we
just
crawl
do,
before we walk and then walk before we run, right?
Yeah, we're hoping not just do decks and some basic remodels, but maybe actually go
yeah.
full-blown construction building houses.
But
and
next,
I already know it's going to be at least 10
stage,
years down the road.
What a lot of guys do with me, by the way, guys, first step is let's get you on Google, get your Facebook ads running. Then after that, get you pre-approved for the paper leads. The next kind of fuel on the fire is we spend a little more on Facebook if we want to. Like instead of 100 a month, maybe we spend 200 a month, right? And then
well, I
the
know you can max
really
out
well.
At 18,500 a year.
Hmm?
I did look at that. The max out is 18,500 a year on Facebook ads. That's one ad for 365 that they're at $50 a day. That's their max.
Yeah.
So I did do some research.
Yeah. Yeah, no, let's see here. Here is the video I was talking about. Okay. All right. And he shows you how you use like a photo too in the post, right? So maybe this will help you. Okay. Maybe it'll help. Oh, I should have. You know how to put the location and all that now, right? You figured that out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was like, darn it, I didn't put that in there. Okay, so 5:30 on Tuesday. So I got you in there now. Okay, yep. You guys are all good. You're all set, all right? Definitely look forward to working with you guys. You guys are going to hear from me. Throughout the entire process, I check in on all my clients, right? And I will, like I said, be in touch with you guys throughout the entire process. But your account manager, you're going to hear more from them because their job is to do the grunt work and all the tweaks and make sure they're, like, giving you updates throughout the entire process so that we get you the results and you guys stay with us. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. All
right.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful evening and congrats, by the way. And we are going to be in touch with you guys on Tuesday. Okay. And if you guys
need,
okay. text me
a little bit
or
longer
email me or whatnot, and I'll be here for you guys. Okay.
You're sure.
Yep.
That's going to help you.
What?
I was talking to my oldest.
Okay. Hey, Tony, you got that email I sent you?
Yes, I did just receive it. I will look at it this
yeah.
weekend before I do the Facebook ad and see what you know
yeah,
I can come up with.
Shows you, like, some little tips. I've been sent ever since I talked to you guys, you know what? I was like, you know what? Let me find, some like, a good resource. And I found that video one day, and I've been sending it out to people, too, to kind of help, you know? So... I understand what it's like when you need business. So, you know, I try to do what I can when I can, you know?
Right.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a great rest of your evening. Enjoy your McDonald's, Dwight, and I will talk to you guys on Tuesday, okay?
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Take care now.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, bye-bye.